You ought to say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You think the devil's sitting there, he at night trying to figure out how he can get you out of here. But like, you know, like you ran, like the car go around you, whatever. You know, he mean business. He know he ain't got but a little short time and he just making up for it. I'm telling you, he means business. I think about my granddaughter, Prince. I didn't meet Charlotte, I don't guess she was in class during the time. Okay. Did she skip school today? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Brittany invited me out to school last Monday, and I really wrote it down on my calendar that this was one of the greatest days of my life to talk to those young people, 15, 16 years old. But, huh? Okay, that's the last class. Yeah, okay. I did about four classes. Your pastor, four classes. 4 hours. I really appreciate the Lord for giving me the opportunity. It was just one of the most greatest things. I don't know if she even, but when young people come and say thank you, young, you know, 18-year-old, 16-year-old, thank you. Thank you for coming. Young men, young girls, young men, and you know, and they disrespected me. I had nobody acting crazy, nobody acting a fool for 4 hours, one class after another. I really appreciated it, and I loved it, and I stood there till I couldn't stand. Praise the Lord. The teachers and all, they just was thrilled. I went to one teacher. She was telling me, she said, I have a garden. She said, I grow. She said, I raise bees. I said, oh. I said, you sell honey? Because me and Tawana was helping with that. I said, you sell honey? She said, yeah, I sell honey. I said, I'd like to buy some honey from you. She said, no, you can't buy it. She said, I'm going to give you yours. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm grateful to be here today. I want you to go to 2 Samuel. We're going to, I want to minister on perception and something else I might get to, but I want perception. I've been here a long time, and I have perceived things in God that, you know, you got to perceive even that you saved. You know, it's some people come to the altar, I don't know, they pray these prayers, but then they have no kind of, you know, real something in them. They don't know who they are. So I'm going to try to help you this morning that don't know who you are. Because you know, you either save, I don't know. I go to church, I've been baptized. If somebody asks you if you saved and you say I've been baptized, then you probably ain't saved. Because you said ain't what they ask you what you saved. Amen. So I've been around, you know, a long time. I hear people and it's just, you know, you have to have a perception of who you are. If you don't perceive that you who you are, then you ain't who you are. Am I making sense? She knows she's a teacher because of the way her life goes, and she goes to school every day. You got to know who you are and where you going and where you got to know this. So you got to perceive in you have to have a perception in your heart who you are. And that's what happened to David. King David was anointed by Samuel to be king when he was a young boy. And I guess he knew, I guess. But he remembered the times that God took him through. He remembered that. He remembered that. So, Lord, help me to give this to the people because I believe it's going to help us all. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Will you stand just a moment? I stand, Lord, help us to know when we come to the house of the Lord. Listen, there's going to be a change, sister. Because you're helping to bring the change. It's going to be a change. When you come in the house of the Lord, you really should be coming to worship God. Amen. Nobody should have to say, okay, let's pray. We should be up in the spirit. This is what I'm looking for, and this is what God told me. If I be faithful, that what he's going to do in this church. And I'm trying to hold. He told me one thing. He said, be strong. He told me to be strong. He told me that twice by two different people of God. But the last time he told me to be strong, didn't he? Be strong. And he told me I think he told me one, I'm going to anoint you. Told me that twice, right? He mentioned, I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to anoint you. And praise the Lord. Listen, we can only have what God give us. You know, if I say God going to say he's going to anoint me, they don't need you because I can't get anointed unless he anoint me. You know, it's God to give you what you got. So I'm praying today that the Lord will help me to explain the message that you gave me and help you to receive it. I ask it in Jesus' name because he know I depend wholly upon him. And you know, Jackie, sometimes I do things and I get mad at myself because I can't remember where I put my keys. But God say, you know, I got you. He said, just don't get so upset. Just trust me. And a lot of times I'm on the highway, I get out there, praise the Lord. The Lord said, one thing I'm telling you to do. He said, never be afraid. He said, get here. He said, you drive your car like you the greatest speed that you let them people that know what they're doing in the cars. He said, be one of them. Because when you're out here, that's the way I want you to be. I don't want you to be afraid of anything. So don't you be afraid. So sometimes, so I left the school. I left my beautician. I got my hair done. You may be seated. I got my hair done. And I got a certain way I go to her house and a certain way I come back. You know, she lives off on Piney Road. And when I come back, I hit this road. What is that road coming down here? What's the road coming out there, Bridget? Westmeyer. I make a left turn and come back toward the Pittman. Okay, so I gets falls into the straight line where I got to go straight across. So I'm going up in here. I say, oh, Lord, where am I? So I gets confused because I don't know where I am. I'm up in a strange place. I don't know where I am. When I look at it, I say, Lord, this is crazy. There's a Home Depot right over there. But I'm way over here. How am I going to get to Home Depot? You know, yeah, Home Depot is over there, but how do I get to Home Depot? The Lord said, don't be afraid. So I ends up in Chick-fil-A's line. Well, I might as well give me some chicken. I ain't want no chicken. So I got up to this guy and said, sir, I know this is the craziest thing you have heard. I am trying to get to Home Depot because then I know where I was. He said, well, praise. He said, okay, ma'am. He said, so he moved the red thing here and thing. He said, now you just go right on around. Let me tell you something. You get yourself out where you don't know what you're doing. You think some crazy. You get crazy. Y'all looking at me. You don't never where you going to get where you don't know where you are. You get where you don't know where you are. Even in the Lord, you act crazy. You got to know and perceive where you are at all times. I'm making it. So I went on and went around, you know, it had a little sign on the ground, a little thing. I went on around. I get up and I thought it was the craziest thing I ever been through. I said, Lord, am I losing my mind? This is crazy. There's Home Depot. I know where Home Depot is. You know what I'm saying? Y'all sitting here like y'all ain't never had nothing to happen to you. Praise the Lord. But you can get somewhere, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, and as you get older, when you know you put your keys and you put your, praise the Lord, watch out now. Just keep living. Just keep living. No, where in the heck I put my keys? Now I know I put my keys right there. Praise the Lord. So the Lord say, put them in the same place. Get a place to put the keys and you will know where they are. Yeah, so that's what I try to do, and I put them in the same place, you know, try to put them in. So now my car key I never lose because I keep it where? In my purse. Whenever I change my purse, my car key go in my purse. So I never lose my car key, so I'm really proud of myself with that. I never lose my car key. I first want to thank all of you for being so kind to me and for my birthday. Thank you. And I got my little thing out get everything smelling good when I get back to the house. And I got it on. Yeah, I got it on, Chad. I put it on. I found out how to work that thing. And I put it on the floor, and I'm having company. I thank the Lord for the Lord sending my grandkids out because I've seen something in my grandkids. I didn't even know this child. Sorry. She had been away so long, I didn't know who she was. She done growed. You know, so she came in the church. I said, who is that? I said, who is that new girl? They said, Mama, Grandma, that's your girl. I said, oh. I'm so glad I didn't walk up and say I didn't know you. But we had a real good time in class, and she gonna help me with the new thing. Me and you gonna be good friends. And she likes to play. She plays the piano, and she plays by notes. What I learned notes, as long as they ain't got, you know, staffs and stuff up there, and whatever you call that other one. I can play just plain straight through. So we trying to play. So I had left my songbook, and she was playing it. He said, "That's how I go, Grandma." I said, "That's how I go." We had such a good, lovely time. And then we had a lovely time in Sunday school because we're still in Genesis studying about the Patriots. And I hope there's some things stuck in them. And it's a little bit hard because he's so young. Because we got to the place where they were sitting down and a woman didn't get up when she's in certain. Oh, boy. But I said, "Well, Lord, I had kids different ages, and I taught them all the same thing." And I told them, I said, "Y'all ask me, I'll tell you if I know it. If you ask me something, I'm going to tell you." And I said, "Well, you too young to know that. If you old enough to ask, you ain't. You ask me." I'm just from the old school, and I just believe in, you know, just telling the truth. And I think, George said, I think y'all had a nice time, right? Yeah, yeah, we learned some things. What did we learn that stuck with you? You said we have what we studied today. What stuck with you today? We'll get up and say it because I want everybody to hear this. You don't get up in class. You're so cute. Get up, girl. Okay. Okay. That's good. Yeah. Well, parents, now she says she learned that now. So hey, y'all got, you know. So y'all got little Johnny that y'all like better than little Susan. You better watch it. Amen. So I want to go into Samuel, and I'm going to talk about perception. Perception means the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through your senses. You perceive this. And I believe that the saints need perception. We got to know that we know we know. That'll help us in every part. Listen close now. That'll help you. I know it because it's helped me. I know I'm a child of God. Let me see, y'all know y'all a child of God. You got to know this. I mean, you got to know you belong to God. Now, if you know you belong to God, you know what he say belong to you. So then what's the problem then when we get into these little places that we got to know that we know we know. This is how God has been dealing with me. You got to know that you know you know. Amen. Amen. Because you need to read who you are. You got to read who you are in Christ. And then you can go through battles that you've been losing because like she was saying, like, in the store, he ain't gonna bother you because you're a child of God. And that's what you got to, we got to stop talking to the devil like we don't think we know. He know when you serious. You know, but he knows when you serious. You hear me? Now, I am a child of God. We got to get bad and bully, whatever you want to say. You got to stand up for who you are in Christ. Am I making sense? David perceived he was a king because of the fact that not only had Samuel anointed him, but he was 18. Let's read it. That's Psalm 2 Samuel 5 and 12. Let's go up. Let me read that. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. Somewhere in David's life, he come to this, and he had went through some battles and things, and you know, he'd whoop people, and he was always coming out on top. Because one thing I like about David, he asked other people. He didn't think he knew it all. He used what God gave him, like the prophets that God sent to be around him. He asked when he didn't know. He didn't go say, well, I'm the king, so I'm going out here and fight these Philistines. No. He would call in the prophets. He stayed in order. Say, stayed in order. He stayed in order. And he called the prophet. He said, what should I do? And the prophet would go back and do what he's supposed to do and pray. He said, yeah, you're going to whoop this battle. You know, he'll tell David, no, you don't have to fight this one. I'm going to get this one for you. And he understood that he had to have God to do what he had to do. You got to know where you are and where you stand. You should know where you stand with God. I'm a child of God. You know what it is to be a child of God? I said, my God, you gave us to be a son of God. I said, woo. I said, Lord, you gave us power to become your son. That's woo-wee. He gave us power to become a son of God. The sons is the one who got the inheritance. Until Zelophehad had come before Moses and told, you know, and fought the battle here. But we ain't got to go before him because God already told us we are all sons of God. And he called them all Adam in the 5th chapter of Genesis. They were both called Adam. Amen. Though we have a child as a woman and he has as a man. Amen. But you can still be what God wants you to be, man or woman, girl or boy. Little or big, fat or skinny. You can be what God has chosen you to be because he's the one that's just doing the thing. He's the one that's fixing you up to be what he wants us to be. Amen. So we need to stay, hallelujah, and do what he tells us to do and don't be afraid to go in it. Don't ask another question. He chose you to be, hallelujah, like he's chosen you to be a prophetess. You know, he give you prophetic dreams. Praise the Lord. Start from this day and say, I can know what these dreams mean because God give them to me. Don't tell me, devil, I don't know. You know, like he want to get you all upset. Well, now if you went through this, you don't know what that mean. Now you, that ain't nothing but the devil. God give you something that you can understand. So from this day forward, hallelujah, I pray that your mind will get where you say, I know, because God gave it to me. Now I'm ready to hear what, sit yourself down just for a few minutes and say, now Lord, what you talking about? Not don't say, you know, I don't know, but no, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Or he wouldn't give them to you. He don't say nothing to you that he ain't gonna explain. But the devil try to keep you all upset, you know, and it gets you upset. I expect sometimes you lose sleep. Now, what did that mean? I'm not saying you're going to understand everything, but God, why would he be that kind of God? Going to tell you something, then tell you what to do. Amen. He's God. And you are his child. And to be a child of God blows my mind. When I think about where you're going to put all these souls, I don't have to think about too much of hell. When I think about it, I say, all these people done died, praise the Lord. And I was talking to the class, I said, well, we ain't going up in this. This can't stand before God. He going to give us a new body. Do I know what a new body? No, I don't know, but I know what it's saying. How it's going to feel? I have no idea, but I'll just be as surprised as you is. But I know I'm going to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to see my son I lost. I understand that because he's God. And when he say something, he mean what he say. Quit trying to figure him out and just live in him. And girl, he's so great. Shoot. I mean, hallelujah. He put wings on your car if you have to. Praise the Lord. The guy go, he put the lift you up and he can do anything he wants to do and he is able to do it. Yes, he is. I believe that. I believe it. I told my husband, I said, honey, we're going to be going to church pretty soon together. He said, yeah, today. I'm tired of one and one. I said, I'm just going to say what you put in my heart, Lord. I'm just going to say it. Because you God. And when I get down, I say, God, I have to get down here. If I don't say a lot of words, I got to say I thank you. I got to say I appreciate you. I got to tell you that I'm dependent upon you. I got to tell you that you're God and God alone. I ain't got a lot of words. I don't know what to say. I'm tired, but I want to tell you I love you and I appreciate you. I'm sit in my chair. And I say, Lord, my knee kind of hurt, but I'm going to sit in the chair. So I just want to tell you, you know, if I need to stretch on the floor, I will when you let me. If I need to bow and prostrate, you will. I say, but I know you looking at my heart. I appreciate you. I truly appreciate you. And I love you. And I'm depending upon you to take me through. And I know you're not going to put nothing on me I can't bear. So, Lord, my trials that I think is a trial, which I get tired of, I'm going to do it with a smile. I'm doing a smile. If I got to, I'm sick of this job, praise the Lord. Tired of whatever his name is, but you gave this to me, and I'm going to do this thing with a smile. He going to think I done lost my mind. See, some of y'all didn't know what I'm talking about. You go in there with a smile. You know, praise the Lord. It's things you don't want to do. Of course, it's things I don't want to do. And things I have to do over that I just did. And I got to go back and do it again. This happened to me 3 times this week. You should know. You'd have had loved ones. I had to do the same thing 3 times. That means I got to cut things and do this and that. And sit down and do this and that. Do that. And I said, well, praise the Lord. I said, how you doing? Well, so and so and so. I said, let's get this thing done. Come on, come on, baby, let's get this thing. Come on, because the kids coming over. I want you looking good now. I want you smelling good now. All right, let's get this thing done. I know he knows I'm a human. But listen, God know you human too. And you hate to go through. You're tired of the same old, you know what I'm saying? Praise. So that thing that's in your mind, is in your heart, that's in your life, that you go, I'm sick of this. Go after it with love. I'm tired of this. The thing you tired of, I'm sick and tired of this. Da 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 da. Let God have it. Let him. I tell you, he'll change you, but you won't know yourself. You say, wow. So when I've gone out, I say, woo. Then I feel good. Now I'm feeling my Cheerios now, girl. Or my cream of wheat, because I don't eat Cheerios. I'm feeling my cream of wheat now because I'm feeling good, because I feel God. I hear him whisper, I'm proud of you. I say, that's all I want to hear, God, that you're proud of me. That's what I want you to hear. I want to know that I'm pleasing you. I'm not trying to please the less. I'm trying to please you. God be pleased with you, girl. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you be happy when you, that's why you get up and go. You know why you get up and go every day? If you didn't think God was pleased, you couldn't go every day. Because you'd be, shoot, I'm sick of this. And I'm not saying you don't say that. I'm tired of this now. I'm tired of it. But strength comes. Strength comes to give you to do what you need to do. Hallelujah. He give you to do what you need to do. What you need to say. He's a good, good God. Don't think he likes somebody else. He don't think like people think. He thinks like a God thinks. And nobody can think like our God can think. Amen. So all we do with our little weak selves is giving all we have. Serena, write your things down. That's the way that I let everybody, you know, write them down. Because I can't think of anything you don't see. I want you to write them down. God uses you, child. I'm glad you do get up and you're not afraid. Praise the Lord. Because God don't give nothing little. Everything God do is big. So if you get up, it's big. I say it's big. So Dad asked me one. He said, honey, what it mean for moon, Luna? What it's going to do tonight? We're going to have a complete, huh? Yeah, we're going to have a moon that turned red tonight or something. Yeah, a complete eclipse. Honey, what that mean? I said, what I think is mean something going in front of something. Let me look up on this thing, see what it said. And so I showed it to him. He said, oh, yeah, tonight we're supposed to have a full eclipse. Yeah, full eclipse of the moon. Full eclipse. Full eclipse. Look at God. Just full eclipse. Your God is great. Our God is great. I said, our God. Our God is great. I said, our God is great. And when you come into the house, you ought to be coming to worship him. Not to come to see who's here or what they got on or how they got the hair fixed. Come into the house of God to worship God. Get your mind on God. Let's get our minds on the Lord tomorrow. Let's get our minds. I'm talking about all of us. Hallelujah. Get our minds on the Lord. Hallelujah. And then nobody goes, all right, let's clap your hands. All right, pat your feet. Nobody got to tell you nothing because you come in to worship the Lord. They'll say, well, I'm going to see who's preaching today. Lord is the Lord. Who cares? We might be some days we don't even preach. I'm looking for that day we come in and the Lord just fall down on him. We so happy and glad about God until we can't do nothing. Everything gets so out of us. We say, what do we do next? I'm looking for that day, and it's coming soon, said the Lord. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. If you get your mind up on the Lord and tell him you're thankful and stop complaining all the time, you're going to see he's going to change for you. Because you did that, and then nothing happened. So do something different. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. I'm feeling good, but I came to worship, but I did. I said, God, I don't care where I am. God, I don't want you to know I appreciate you. I want you to know that. I see people my age, they sick, they can't walk. I said, but I still can walk a little. They have a little trouble with that hip now, but I say, I can walk. And sometimes, and the Lord tell me sometimes, you know, I get up to the car. The Lord said, get up. He said, and walk. And if that doesn't, I'm like, because he said, walk, I'm going to walk. Amen. Amen. He can do anything. Say that. I said, say that. I say that. He can do anything. Anything. I mean anything. He can anything but fail. He can't fail us. He can't. God is raising up a young group. You're right. A young group of people that's going to love God and make us shame if we don't get them here and kind of halfway keep up. Because, see, they listen. They may be something they're planning, you know, but they'll say, you know, Pastor said, Papa, what you meant by so-and-so-and-so-and-so? They be listening more than you think they do. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. I came to tell you, praise the Lord, that the Lord is on our side. He's on our side. And now the perception of who you are is coming if you receive it. And you're going to think you so, people going to think, oh, he think he beside himself. They already think, yeah, he thinking, no, you're not beside yourself. You just waking up and know who you are. You know, I don't mean walk around with your nose stuck up. You know what I'm saying? But you, who you are. Hell, if you say it's got to be gone, it's going to be gone. And then you won't be afraid to pray for people because you're going to know who you are. And you're going to know who gave you the, hallelujah, the courage and gave you the word to say, go and pray for the sick. And they'll recover. You're going to go, I wonder where they're going to go. No, hey, I'll be like Brother William next. Amen. Don't be afraid to speak for God. Don't be afraid, because God is with you. Like Tawana was saying about people, listen, we are living in the last day. Let me tell you something. If America don't repent, America is going to go straight to hell like everybody else went. America ain't no better than nobody else. In fact, America said we was born upon God. In God we trust. They probably take that off too. But they got in the thing. And up in the thing, they say, well, you go to see these big buildings, you know, they build. In God we trust. What God they talking about? What God are they talking about? What's happening to the people that can't get up and get some backbone and say no? No, we're not going to have this. You know, no, we're not going to have this in our country. We're just not going to have it. It ain't but a few things you're not going to have. You know, so they're scared we're going to say about abortion. So they think if they roll over Coke Raid or whatever that mess is, they thinking now we can't fight against, you know, homosexuals, transgenders and all that. I love all men. But if you born with a man's name on you, your certificate, don't come here. Because if you want me to call you Joan and you Jimmy, you Jimmy while you're here, if it's on your birth certificate. You was born Jimmy. Just because you say you Joan don't mean you Joan. You Jimmy. But I pray for all the Jimmys out there. I do. I pray that God would touch their minds and let them know where they come from and that this is a terrible thing against God, against his character and everything. But you to go say that you are a girl when you a boy. Or you a boy when you a girl. And they get people, you know, the schools now, they say they can't do that. They can't do that. It's wrong. This is sin. This is detrimental sin against our country. I don't care what nobody say. It's detriment. It's a sin. It's a sin that brought judgment to Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a sin. I say it's a sin. I don't care if it's your cousin, your uncle, who it is. If he was born Joe, he's still Joe. I don't care what they try to do to him or move this or move that or move that. He's still Joe. Not Josephine. He's Joe. Amen. Will you stand? Sister, come here, sister. You. Both of y'all. My little. Yeah, both of y'all. I ain't going to whoop you. I ain't bring no strap with me today. You came for a reason. And the reason I hope that we'll talk again, you know, but you came for a reason. God got his hands upon your life, especially you. You're a little bit young now. How old are you? And you? 16, 14?
I'm 16.
You 16? God wants to use you. He wants to use you. And it may be something that you ain't coming to your man or whatever, you know. But I'm going to tell you what, it's the best move you can make.
Amen.
The best move you can make. To really love God. God going to have some kids in this school that's going to take up, you know, and speak up. And without fear. And we as grown people must speak up. I don't mean go try to find nothing now to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Don't be finding nobody to pick on. You don't pick on nobody. But you stand for truth wherever you are. If it's said in the word, it's true. You know what I'm saying? And when she was telling me about something, she's going to keep me up abreast of the school situation. But the thing she told me, I mean, I was just, and then COVID keeps me abreast of things. But it's just, we send our kids into the lion's den. And we don't have teachers like Brittany to stand and love God. You know what I'm saying? We done for. I would say we done for. Because then did it make it? I believe it is. I believe it's. I don't believe the devil got everybody. I just don't believe that. I mean, he trying, but he ain't got everybody. The devil is alive. He is alive. Raise your hands, sweetheart. Raise your hands and close your eyes. I won't hit you. I promise. Lord, I want you to use this child. Raise your hands and close your eyes. I want you to lose it. Come on. Close your eyes. I can see what's on you. This, she's young. She's so young. But I can see that God is really going to use this child here and her, but he's going to really use her. Not because she's the oldest, but this is what I see. I see that the Lord wants to use you, and I see that you have a lot of questions that you'd like to be answered. A lot. Is that right? You got a lot of questions. You know, you'd like to, you know, I wonder why this. You're a thinker. Well, thank you. But God's going to answer some of your questions. Amen. But you're going to remember the things that you heard today. And some of the things that you heard today, and that's going to cause you to start the reading for yourself, because you like to know things for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You pay some attention to what other folks say, but you kind of like to know for yourself what's going on here. That's the kind of person you are. Praise the Lord. So the Lord, now the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Praise the Lord. And overshadows you. He's going to fill you, and you're going to play, and you're going to play by ear, or you're going to play by however he wants you to play. And the notes will be just coming to your fingers and to your mind. Praise the Lord. And they're going to wonder how you develop so fast. But you can develop in the Holy Ghost, because the Lord is coming over you now in Jesus' name, and he's going to anoint you to play this piano. And for his sake. But now you're going to have other people coming to you asking, you know. And that's a decision you have to make. But I want you to know that God got something for you to do.
Yes.
The God of, just think of God of heaven. Ooh, think about that. He has something for you to do. It's something you can do. It's what you was made for. It's what you came in the world for. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You say, I'll tell you something too. You love your sister. I know it's how you, she asked you something, you'd be always whispering. I'm kind of feeling like you kind of like a mother figure to her. You really are. Now, that's what I see. I see you loving her and trying to guide her. But you think this is something, this is what you are. You're going to guide a lot of people into truth. Hold to what God put in your heart. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take you really praying at night. You ain't got to try to pray 2 or 3 hours. Just do what you sit down before the Lord and say, God, here I am. I don't know anything, but here I am. You'd be surprised where he'll take you to. And then he'll talk to you and let you and grow up in him. Because you don't grow overnight. Believe me, you don't grow overnight. And so don't think to say, well, I did that for a week. You might have to do it for years. You know what I'm saying? Just stay with it. I'm still searching. And I'm 82. I'm still God. What God? You know what? You know what I mean? And I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? But I know enough to stand here and tell you that the Lord loves you, and He's gonna answer some of your questions, especially the deep ones that you want to ask, want answered, and it will be the truth. God is not gonna put people in your life to give you anything right now, but the truth. Maybe your mother. I don't know how He's gonna do it. I ain't gonna be trying to say. You know, she tells you the truth, don't she? Yeah, mm-hmm. She loves. It's just so cute. I see them sitting, and she be telling her what, you know, she whispers. So you kind of like a mother. Honey, I know better. I was there. I was the oldest child. Tell her I went through the same thing. You know? Praise the Lord. So you go in, God. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm praying that you would understand about your soul, that y'all would truly get saved. I mean, sure enough. Get crazy for Jesus. You know, but they're crazy for other stuff. Might as well get crazy for Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. You let me know. You keep me informed now. If you think it's something I need to know to help me, you know, to understand the youth better. You got my phone number?
I don't. I can get it
from my phone. Hey, now. See, that I know that she's going to do this because she said, I can get it from my mother. You know. You go in peace. God loves you. And God, hallelujah, God is going to help you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about nothing, sweetheart. God has got you in His hands. He's going to show you how to raise your children. He's going to show you what to say to them and all. So be at peace.
Amen.
All right? In Jesus' name. Anybody else need prayer? We all pray for Sister Harlan. First, we want to thank the Lord. I want to thank God for bringing you back to church among the saints. Yeah, and then she come to church. Now, how about that?
Amen.
How about that? The Lord knows, he knows you love Him, and you know He loves you.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And you keep that. Don't let them. The Lord loves you, honey, way more than you understand. Ooh wee. Amen. So may the Lord touch your body, give you peace, and don't you worry about anything, Sister Harlan. Everything gonna be all right. Okay. Don't worry. Don't set your mind. Don't even let the devil take that time from you. Yes, when he want a word, then get you a song, sing a tune.
I do that anymore.
Okay, now okay, sing you a tune, and God will be with you. And so we've really been praying for him. Glad to see you. So glad. Yeah. God bless you. Yes. Yes. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
What time is it? 8 o'clock in the morning till 2:30 in the
That's
afternoon.
That's wonderful.
And they're putting me on exercises and doing legs and stuff like that. So I believe I'm going to be able to run around the street.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because
I go, I mean, I just started. I made my 5 days last week. There was a couple of days I didn't want to go because I was hurting.
Yeah.
But
try to go whenever. Because do they come and pick you up? They pick you up?
Yeah, they pick you
okay,
up.
Okay, so. Yeah. Yeah, well, you try to go.
I can't drive yet.
Because they're some good people, I'm telling you. I met some good, them people are dedicated.
Oh,
I mean, they dedicated. The ones I met was really dedicated.
Oh,
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love her death.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, right. And you know what? You love them and you try to progress and you get more love.
I know. I have.
Because love draws love. I'm telling you now because my husband was in a rehab.
Yeah.
And they was crazy about him. You know what? Because everything they told him, Ernie, do something, he would do it. Or he'd be trying to do it. If they say, move your leg, this other dude, look, we was in the room with a guy, he's still there. He's been, I don't know how old that man is, but he can't pass. He's been to 5 nursing homes. He's been 5 here because he won't do nothing. They tell, come on, let's get trapped. I don't feel like it.
Oh, no, I don't see that.
I don't feel like
it's
it.
It's hard to do it.
Eat this. I don't want that. I told him we're going to go see him one day. I know he's still there. Yeah, he's still there. So do what they tell you to do and try to do, if you can't do it, if they see you trying,
Yeah.
You know, if they even see you trying.
They tried to put me on this big, gigantic ball that was bigger than me. And because of my back problems and stuff like that, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
They really understood it.
Yeah,
and
right.
The
yeah. See? See?
They just work with me.
Yeah.
So I can work with
that's right. Yeah, that's right. So God go with you and God bless you. You're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Anything else, y'all? What you
did? I want the Lord. It's the enemy trying to keep me from studying. I want the Lord to give me what to study. My intention is to help you.
Praise the Lord.
On the Sunday. Yeah. The enemy, I'm not going to let the enemy stop me. I know that's what he's trying to
yes,
do.
Yes, Lord.
Give me what to study and what he want me to do.
Yes. Yes. Would I ask you to do? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
This is between you and her. Father, in Jesus' name. This is a woman who's, I don't know, she helps everybody. Lord, you know. But Lord, you know, sometimes we need to quit. And so I'm asking her to just kind of slow down and hear the Lord. And then the Lord is going to speak to you to maybe tell you to do something you thought you should have did.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it's for your health. You got to slow down for your health. Like you be
yeah.
telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, then you got to take that thing too. I have
yeah.
to slow. And I have to. I have to do it. I know when I rest, I feel much better.
Yes.
But when I'm you know, when I don't feel good, I ain't got no rest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So your body has to get rest. Jesus told the disciples, come side and rest a while. So you've got to rest.
Amen.
So
amen.
My sister,
amen.
I love you. I thank you. Praise the Lord. I appreciate you. And I know you love God. But there's some things we have to do as he tells us to do.
Amen.
You know, he ain't going to run through us if we don't do. And he gonna, it just ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you what to go. This is really funny. We was in the Golden Corral. And this guy brought his salt shaker from home. Because it wasn't no salt shaker like the Golden Corral. This is the truth. It wasn't no salt shaker like they do. He went and got his food and up went that salt shaker. And he was just shaking. I said, Lord, hold me down now. He was, I say, in his 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
He just shaking salt up on already salty food, shaking it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, I want to say something to this man so bad. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, I said, Lord, show me what to do. Because
yeah.
I don't want, you know,
right.
you know,
amen.
To get out of
amen.
Order
amen.
Or anything. Yeah,
amen.
Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, people need help, and we need to know
that's
how to help.
That's right.
Them.
That's right.
Oh, God. In place.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes. I'm going to tell y'all something now, and I think everybody know it. You have to take care of yourself. You know, you just have to. Ain't no need to come in, you know, for prayer. Ain't no need. Because if the doctor tell you that you got, you need to, you know, lay back on sugar, but then somebody cook you a big old chocolate cake, you know, that's what's going to happen. Whatever you lay back on, this is what the devil gonna give you. They're not the devil. They're not the devil. They love you. But it just happens like that. You know what I mean? Or they give you something that you really like. You know, like we got, y'all got them lemon bites at the house, and I have to just go back and slap myself. I said, you ain't having them. Now, y'all come get them lemon bites because Celeste's not eating lemon bites. I'm not eating them lemon bites. You like them, you can have them. Well, I got a whole tray of lemon bites. I say, I'm not biting off of that lemon. Amen, because I want to be healthy. I want to be able to preach. I want to be able to forget. Now, you know, I've learned this. There's no need in me. You know, the Lord loves me. See, I happen to know I'm loved. Like I told El, I'm his favorite. Then I said, I'm his favorite. El said, oh, wait a minute now. I'm his favorite child. Yeah, he loves me, and I know it. And so when I go to him, I don't go like a whipped dog. I don't. I just don't. But just, Lord, I'm sorry. Like that, said, but I had to come and tell you thank you. I appreciate you. I just appreciate you. I do. I appreciate you. And a minister told Brother David's father, when he first met me, he said, I don't know you, but you appreciate the Lord. And he was right, because I do. And all my life, I just have told God, I said, Lord, I appreciate you. I do. He's a good God. Will you stand? Nobody got nothing else to say? Got anything else to say? I want to talk to you, sis, before you leave. Okay. I want you to know my grandkids came out last night, and she rolled my hair, and they've been so sweet to their grandma, and they cooked dinner last night. So daddy asked me this morning, said, what we eating? I said, baby, they done already cooked. What? I said, yeah. Chicken. I said, no, baby, they cooked steak. He said, wow. He said, I don't want no more chicken. Amen. So God is just good. We say, praise the Lord. If anybody got anything else to say? Don't you know I have enjoyed being with you through the Lord today. I have enjoyed being here. And God is blessing me and taking me through. I'm going to be okay. Amen. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Till next time, I see you.